Why the Satanic Books Were Burnt. These treatises on divination were the regulations of the worship of Satan, directions for soliciting his help and obtaining information from him. By retaining these books, the disciples would have exposed themselves to temptation. By selling them, they would have placed temptation in the way of others. To destroy the power of the kingdom of darkness, they did not hesitate at any sacrifice. Thus truth triumphed over their love of money. A mighty victory was gained in the very stronghold of superstition. The influence of what had taken place was more widespread than even Paul realized. Sorcery is practiced in this age as verily as in the days of the old-time magicians. Through modern spiritualism, Satan presents himself under the guise of departed friends. The scriptures declare that the dead know not anything. They do not hold communion with the living. But Satan employs this device in order to gain control of minds. Through spiritualism, many of the sick, the bereaved, the curious, are communicating with evil spirits. All who do this are on dangerous ground. The magicians of heathen times have their counterpart in the spiritualistic mediums and fortune tellers of today. The mystic voices at Endor and Ephesus are still by their lying words misleading the children of men. Evil angels are employing all their arts to deceive and destroy. Wherever an influence causes men to forget God, there Satan is exercising his bewitching power. When men yield to his influence, the mind is bewildered and the soul polluted. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.